Now back to Off the Press with Scott Cronick on News Talk 1400 WOND.
Hello again. This is Pamela Dalek. I'm covering for Scott Cronick today. And we've been talking about our 50 bites for 50 days for 50 bucks promotion. But we're going to switch gears right now because we have a really special guest who just called in. This is a New York artist, a multimedia artist. And we have a great article, great if I do say so myself, article, because I wrote it on her in today's At the Shore magazine. Her name is Linda Stein, and she has an upcoming show at the Noyes Museum of Art in Oceanville. Linda, hi. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Pam.
Welcome. Welcome. Yes, you were a super interesting person to speak to on the phone, and I learned so much about your sculpture. Little background. Linda does these beautiful sculptures that have been compared to armor and warriors. But you take it from there, Linda, because that's not the idea behind them, right?
Well, my exhibition is called The Fluidity of Gender, and it's now at the Noyes Museum at Stockton University in Oceanville. And it's all about masculinity and femininity and bullying and bravery. I'll be coming to give a lecture on November 12th. So I ask your audience to come to the Noyes Museum on that day, and it will be at 6 in the evening. The lecture will start at 6 in the evening, and that'll be a pretty interesting lecture. I'll be showing maybe 150 different movies, from Grand Theft Auto to when I was on the Borat movie. I'll show clips from that Borat movie some years ago. Remember that, Pam?
I do remember that, and it's funny you brought that up, because I remember when I first spoke with you, Linda, that you immediately wanted me to email you to make sure that I was who I said I was. And I thought, oh, okay, well, she's just, you know, she's very, you know, cautious and thorough. Yes. And and now I understand why. Tell us a little more.
I was totally duped into being in that movie. So after that happened, yes, I became very cautious, very suspicious. And now all my interviews will have an email coming to me. But that wouldn't have helped me, actually, at the time of the Borat movie, because they claimed they were One America Productions and they were making a film to help third world women. And because I was a noted feminist and I did women warrior sculptures, they wanted me to be in this film. And I was completely duped. But you proved to be much more trustworthy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. But also within your sculptures, Linda, you use a lot of characters and pop icons like Wonder Woman and the girl with the dragon tattoo, I should say, the Swedish version.
What is
that all about?
Calendar from that Swedish version of the movie, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Lady Gaga, Nausicaa, Princess Mononoke, Kanon, an Asian goddess of mercy. All these pop culture icons, religious symbols, a variety of different icons that represent bravery and compassion. And my theme is always anti-bullying. I've coined the term, the terms, the four B's: bully, bullied, bystander, and the brave upstander. And it takes a lot to move from being a bystander to a brave upstander. And sometimes people put on my sculptures, and that's what's going to take place at the Noyes Museum. People, performers, dancers, will do a little 5-minute skit at the reception, which will take place after the lecture. They'll put on my sculptures and do a dance, a skit, a poem about masculinity and femininity, gender, diversity, and bullying and protection. It's a very interesting evening.
Cool, cool. Now, I have with me David and Paul, who are both Borat fans, and I was wondering if you realized that you were talking to such a celebrity here.
You know, the Borat movie was supposed to be about racism, sexism, and homophobia. And they claimed at the beginning of the movie that this would dispel all those bigotries. But it turned out, I think, a little differently. It turned out that a lot of people were laughing with them and not at them. So right. I don't know if they really did what they said they would do. What did you think of the movie?
I personally loved it. But then again, I have a very warped sense of humor. I've always enjoyed Sacha Baron Cohen's work because you never get to see him in an interview being himself. He is always playing
character.
He's always playing a character.
And he
is very, very creative, and that was one of the more creative films and funny films that I've ever seen, but that's just me.
Yeah, I think at the time, too, I mean, it was very different.
I'm sorry?
I thought it was a very different film, too, because at the time, I mean, you believe going into it that it's all gotcha-type moments, and then it turns around there's a little bit of a plot, too. I really liked it.
Well, Linda, we're going to have to...
I think he's a very, very creative guy. He's a very talented actor, and it worked very well for me because I was able to talk about what Have Art Will Travel, my nonprofit, does.
Linda, I'm so sorry. We're going to have to break. We can get you after the commercial break, but we have to break right now for news. Okay, so hold on, please. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. And Linda Stein, artist who has her show Fluidity of Gender. It's going to open actually Monday, September 21st at the Noyes Museum of Art. And it goes through the end of the year, into the new year, right, Linda? January 5th? Oh,
that's
did we?
Right.
Oh, okay, there you are. I thought we lost you. But it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. I thank you so much for taking time out of your day. And we hope to see you at the lecture on November the 12th at the Noyes Museum.
At 6 in the evening, or you could tell your folks to go to lindastein.com.
Okay, you just did, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, have a great day, Linda. Thank you again.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.